This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Providence, Rhode Island, someone that has covered the Jayhawks program for, I don't want to age our guests too much. I think last time we had him on, I did this and I almost got in trouble. For a while. He's been covering the Hawks for a while. He knows his you know what. Matt Tate covers KU for Wave the Weed R1S1. He's in Providence. Matt, I understand you might be ordering some food right now. What's on the menu?
You got it, man. We're at Federal Hill, their Italian spot. And all I've heard since I arrived is that Providence has some of the best Italian food in the country. That's from, you know, random people, but that was also John Calipari's take.
Okay.
He's fired up to be here. So he didn't tell me personally. He was talking about it in his presser. But you know, maybe I'll text him and find out if I went to the right spot and see if he wants to pick up the check, something like that.
You've been to numerous NCAA tournament games and covered this team. What would you – can you compare the vibe, I guess, whether it's from fans, whether it's from the program right now, knowing that they're a 7 seed for the first time under Bill Self?
Yeah, it's really weird. It doesn't feel any different here. I mean, I think part of it is expectations, right? Like, we're a long ways from home, man. Providence is way out here. And so I didn't expect there to be a ton of KU fans that traveled. I mean, I'm sure they'll be there, you know, their fair share. But it's not like Omaha or Wichita or one of those sites, right? So I, other than that, I don't really feel a different vibe. Like, in fact, I've had to keep reminding myself that they're not business as usual, top three type of seed, because, you know, that's how they're carrying themselves. They certainly believe, you know, that they've got a run in them. They are acting pretty loose and free and having fun, and good for them, right? Like, because it's been a really rough year for a lot of reasons. And the one thing that would pretty much guarantee a first-round exit is if they came up here or wherever they were sent and had their heads down and were like, oh, we're a 7 seed. This sucks. We suck. You know, like, if that was their attitude, they'd lose for sure. But you don't feel that. You don't see that. And it surprised me a little bit because it has been so up and down and such a rough year. But, you know, they're handling it the right way. And you know, they know this first matchup with Arkansas is a monster. In some ways, I think that may benefit them. You don't have to worry about the Bucknell-Bradley upset looming and embarrassment that comes with that. Like, if they lose tonight to John Calipari in Arkansas, you know, nobody's going to be happy. But it's not like this one will go down as one of the biggest upsets in KU or NCAA tournament history, right? It's just like they lost to a good team. That happens. So, for all those reasons, I spent a lot of time around them yesterday, and you just get the feeling that they're really loose and they're just ready to see what happens.
What about,
No,
I was going to say, like, on the fan end, Matt, like, you mentioned the way the team feels. I feel like a lot of the Kansas fans I interact with are, like, apathetic on this season, almost wishing for it to be over.
There's a lot of
in a lot of ways. Are you surprised that, I know it's, like, just, like, it's such a down year by comparison. They almost can't do it. But, like, is that how it feels a little bit for you?
There's no doubt. And, you know, the way you have to differentiate that, and it's hard to do, especially for people like us that, you know, live in this world. That's the Twitter vibe, right? Like, that's what it is. That's if you go on there, everyone that you see is like, I want this team to be over. I hate Hunter. I hate DeJuan and KJ. I wish they would give in their KU card and never say they went to Kansas. I mean, like, they're over it. They're mad. They're angry. And, you know, I get it. Frustration as fans is what fans do best. But if you get outside of Twitter and if you see, you know, the people who are here, the people who showed up at Allen Fieldhouse every game, you know, they still believe in these guys. And they're still those types of KU fans that say, well, you know, they could make a run. And God love them for that, because, number one, they can. Number two, anybody can. That's the beauty of March. The second game, if they get by tonight against St. John's, presumably, will be a monster. But, man, if they win that game somehow, all of a sudden you slide into that two-seeds path, and now you just beat Arkansas and you beat St. John's, and then anything's possible. So I do think there's a small, it's what do they say, the vocal minority, right?
Mm-hmm.
The loud crowd that's on Twitter yelling about every single dribble and every single possession. Yeah, they want it to be done. And you know, I just say be careful what you wish for, because just because it's done doesn't mean next year's going to be any better. I think it will. I think the Darren Peterson thing's exciting. There's a lot to like. You can only expect that Bill Self will go into the portal and build a team that fits around Peterson and looks good and all that. There's some guys that have come back that are exciting, you know, so I get the looking ahead, but nothing's guaranteed, not anymore, especially with NIL and with the portal. So, you know, to those fans, I would definitely say, like, just grab a beer, tune in, see what happens, put your KU blue on and root for your freaking team, man. It doesn't, like, everybody's a critic. Everybody's an analyst now, and it doesn't have to be that way. You could just get drunk and watch your team.
We're talking to Matt Tate from R1S1Sports.com. I noticed right there on the front page of R1S1, you have a story titled Where Zeke Mayo Got His Game. Thinking about where he's at a tournament in Kansas City and how confident he actually looked, and he was as good as anybody on the floor for this team, how crucial is he tonight against Arkansas?
Yeah, they got to have him. I mean, he's hit 5 threes, 3 games in a row. That's incredible, right? Like, that's all-time Kansas streak. I think the stat is that it's the first time since at least 96 that somebody's done that. And you're talking about all the great shooters that have come through there. The dude's a legit freaking stud, and they got to have him. I mean, he doesn't have to make five, I don't think, but he's got to knock in 3 of 6 or 4 of 8 or 4 of 9 or whatever it is. I mean, he's got to knock down shots and be that threat. So, and I think he's ready. I mean, like he's been to 2 tournaments before. This isn't totally new to him. And in a lot of ways, this is actually more comfortable to him than it is the rest of the team, because in the games he played in the tournament, he was an underdog and wasn't expected to do anything. And that's kind of the role that they're filling right now. I mean, they're not an underdog tonight, but they're an underdog big picture. And so I think Zeke's very comfortable. That was a fun story to do. It's worth your read. It takes a while because I write long. But I talked to 10 people who coached him all the way from 4th grade through South Dakota State, including Bill Self, for a quick comment, even though he's had him for a limited time. So really fun, man. I mean, he's a Lawrence kid. He went to Lawrence High School. I went to Lawrence High School. There's some of that in this story, too. Like, I'm just really, really proud of him and how he represents that city and my hometown and my school. And he's a great, great kid. And you know, you feel for him, because this idea of him coming to Kansas for his final year, it was on the path to what it was supposed to be. You know, preseason number one, the kid comes home, he gets to live out that dream. And in a lot of ways, it has been a dream for him, of course, and his family and the whole bit. But, you know, it's also been a nightmare, too. I mean, the social media stuff he's had to deal with, the ups and downs of the season, the losses. I mean, you know, it's certainly not quite the picture that anyone painted. But I tell you what, that family, those people that love Zeke, they're so thrilled he got the opportunity. And, And, you know, as a writer, you like to write those stories. And I'll tell you, the coolest thing that happened yesterday when that story was released is I got a text from his mom that said it made her cry. And I got a text from the South Dakota State coach that said it made him cry. So I feel like I did my job.
That's awesome.
I think everyone universally agrees that Hunter Dickinson and Zeke Mayer are the two most important players in the game. Who's third? Like, who's the third most important player for this? They're running the tournament. Because I think first two are obvious. Is it KJ Adams because of how much Bill Self uses him? Who ends up being the guy that they also need, you know?
Yeah, I think it's DeJuan. And I think he thinks that. I think DeJuan probably thinks he's one, actually. I spent a lot of time with him yesterday, and he said, it starts with me. I've got to get our team into what we need to get into. I've got to defend. I've got to take care of the ball. And that's what, you know, a point guard does. That's what a leader does. So he's very well aware of the fact that it may be a, you know, Kansas goes as he goes sort of thing. But you're right. I mean, I agree with you. Like, Hunter and Zeke have to be 1-2. But I think, you know, DeJuan's probably, what would it be, 2A or something like that. I mean, he's right there, especially because he can set that tone on the defensive end. And look, these guys know it, man. I mean, it's easier said than done for sure, but they know that if they can defend, things change for them. And they've had a really hard time defending. I mean, we saw UCF and Arizona in the Big 12 tournament just drive right by their guys. I mean, they got layups at the rim. So, you know, that they've got their hands full because Arkansas is full of guards that can do that. And we saw that when they played that exhibition game way back when this season. So, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, it starts with defense. You know, you got to say that, sure, but you also have to do that. You have to back it up. And so I do think this team has enough offensively and enough variety in not just those five starters, but even a couple of guys off the bench, like, you know, Flory can give you some offense, especially on the lobs that are athletic plays that play well against a team like Arkansas. Diggy Coit can come in and knock down a couple of threes. And you know, there's a lot of balance there offensively when things are clicking. But if they don't defend, it doesn't matter, especially because, as you mentioned, with Hunter being sort of the one, right, like so many, like he may take 20 shots and you know, 17 of those or 18 of those are going to be twos. And in college basketball today, or any level of basketball, really, when you're trying to trade twos for threes, you lose. So they know that. And that's why, you know, the idea of defending has to be the number one thing. Because if you can defend, you can get stops, you can make the other team miserable. Then playing through Hunter and getting a bunch of twos from him, which he can score so many different ways and in such a variety of spots. And you know, his game's, I know people hate him, but his game is really good, and he's really a tough thing to stop for opponents. So if you can defend, the offense should be there.
Lastly, Matt, with all that said, then, do you believe the Jayhawks get it done tonight against Arkansas?
I think I picked against them in my bracket, but I did my bracket pretty quick on Sunday. And having been out here and been around them, I think they win tonight. I think they're the better team. I think they should win. And I think being around them, I think the vibe's good. I think they believe they should win. And that sets up a heck of a battle on Saturday that will be a much, much tougher challenge. Man, just walking out of the arena yesterday, I walked by St. John's as they were walking in, and I was like, wow, nobody's beating those guys. Nobody. So, you know, that's the eye test, the what did Vital used to call it, the airport team, right? Like, they look good. And obviously their record and what they do on the floor shows that they're good. What if they won 19 of 20 or something like that? I mean, they're red, red hot, and Patino's obviously great. But what a cool region, man. I'm so lucky to be here. You know, I really feel that way. I've done this a long time. You guys can say it, man. I'm 46. I've got a great beard. I'm not fooling anybody. I've been to a bunch of these, but man, a first round site with Self and Calipari and Patino, like that. That's
yeah.
And then
Izzo,
the
in that bracket too, right?
And beater, right? Like, who's that?
I said Izzo's in that bracket too.
Different.
He's in the upper.
Oh, that's right. He's in the upper.
They would meet the final four, but final four. But that's the four active coaches in the Hall of Fame, and you know, they're all in this tournament. Three of them are freaking within, you know, 6 miles of me right now. It's unbelievable. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and and, you know, whatever the matchups end up being, if it's, you know, and look, like I said it, I think a minute ago, like the Omaha story is amazing. That the coach beating the trash can and doing all that locker room stuff, like they play St. John's. I wouldn't write them off. And what a story that would be if that continues. And all of a sudden KU gets by Arkansas. Now they're, you know, the 7-15 game is all of a sudden what they've got standing between them and the second weekend. I mean, that's March, right? So I don't think St. John's is losing their first game, but I didn't think Duke was losing to Lehigh way back when either. You know, it happens. And I didn't think Missouri was losing to Norfolk State. It happens. So that's why I think everybody just has to, you know, fill out your bracket, get a case of beer, sit back, put your sweats on, whatever it is, man, and enjoy this stuff. Because, you know, whether your team wins or loses, it's the best time of the year for college basketball.
No question about that. Well, Matt, we appreciate you giving us some time, man, and enjoy the lunch. Enjoy the Italian food out there.
For sure. I'll let you know how it is. Thanks for having me. Always good to talk to you guys. And holler if you need anything.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.